Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. Friday, as we get you into the weekend, getting into the weekend of divisional play as strong as we possibly can with the good of the day. Hit it, Ron Culver.
Now, I'm not trying to keep this as a trend, but I do have two goods of the day again.
All right.
So the first one is a kid who knows how to work the system. I'm going to give it to him. And that's Miami Hurricanes tight end Cam McCormick.
Okay.
He is returning. You ready for this, Tony? For his 9th season.
I saw this yesterday, but I didn't get to the article. So how do you get 9 seasons of college football?
He originally was recruited to Oregon and went to Oregon. He had 4 season-ending surgeries.
Oh, okay. Wow. Right?
4 season-ending surgeries plus the COVID year is what gets him to having 9 years of eligibility.
So he entered Oregon in 2015 16?
I didn't look up that part. Yeah. But yeah, it was around that time where he entered through them because he's been with Miami. I think this is going to be his fourth and final year.
Shouldn't
with
he
Miami.
Be like a doctor of literary sciences?
I hope
or something?
He at least has his master's at this point.
Yeah, well, like, what a joke. Like this is, I'm so glad that in 2024 we finally have taken the veil of student athlete off of this thing.
Yeah, I'm going to assume he has to at least have his bachelor's by now.
If you're playing 9 years of college football, you better have 5 degrees. Like, seriously, what are you doing?
See, this is what I found fascinating because his high school recruiting class, right? You know, you want to know some notable players that were included in his high
sure.
school recruiting class was Jalen Hurts.
Oh, very good.
Ed Oliver and Nick Bosa.
Who are now massive NFL veterans.
Yeah. I don't know if Cam McCormick will be an NFL star.
Golly.
But at least, you know, he's got 9 years of memories.
I'm telling you that. I mean, listen, I never want to begrudge anybody for playing college football if it's for the last time. But at one point do you go, I'm not doing this anymore. I got to get into the workforce. I got to get my life going. I got to buy a house. I got to settle down. I got to get married. I got to have kids.
Yeah,
I can't do this anymore.
Because what? If he's been there, say he came in when he was 18, right? He's 27 years old.
Yeah. What are you, Scott Bakula? What are we doing here?
Now he's hanging out with 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds. You can't relate with them.
What are you, Chris Winky? He can't be doing this.
Oh, he's the beer runner. That's his
yeah,
nickname.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. You're the old man.
Yeah. Cam, you can come hang out with us. Can you stop by the store first before you come over?
God.
Crazy. Yeah, kids, but I got to go to bed early.
What a mess college athletics are.
It really is.
A complete mess. And I don't wish for the good old days because the good old days stunk. But, I mean, it's like don't replace the bad system with a crazier, wilder, insane, I can't follow it system.
Just wait. We'll get to that later on.
Oh,
my goodness. We'll get to the system later on.
I forgot. Did you say we had two? Or
I had two, one? Yeah. Because, okay, a guy we were just talking about a few minutes ago, Tony, Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
I'm happy to report that Jerry Jones will be holding a championship at AT&T Stadium come 2026.
Is that the FIFA monster truck rally?
No, FIFA announced that's where the World Cup final will be.
Okay, so can you, Mr. Soccer, can you explain how do they do it in a domed place?
Are they going to wheel in that turf like they do in Arizona?
It technically
needs to be natural grass to be played upon. They don't play on turf.
They've got to wheel that in.
They got to wheel it in.
Yeah, it's not impossible. I'm not saying it's impossible.
They can do it. Arizona does it.
Yeah, Arizona does it.
They grow the grass outside, and then they have this little car, or the whole field is on just one gigantic platform, and it just wheels in for game days.
The thing that I would say is that Arizona, like that grass, like they don't have to do it.
They do it, but
they don't have to. Like in the end, if they said, "Look, we're just going to go with the same turf that the Rams have," and they could, but in this, you can't. You can't be on that fake stuff.
It has to be real grass.
So you better make sure. Is there a George Toma of the FIFA World Cup that will make sure that the right seeds are growing in the right direction?
I'm already penciling in that we're going to have complaints A week before.
I've got to admit, yeah.
A week before the final is supposed to happen. The field's not ready. They don't have grass. It's all burnt on one side, and it's dead over here. Da, 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 da. So.
Remember last year's Super Bowl?
Yes.
The Super Bowl last year? What everyone was complaining about the turf at the Super Bowl last year.
I mean, remember in L.A.?
L.A., Odell Beckham Jr. tore his ACL.
Yeah. So they were complaining about artificial turf, and then last year when it was Arizona, they were complaining about the grass.
They were complaining about the grass. So
you can't win with this group.
You better be careful because, I mean, that's times 10, the World Cup.
If
the conversation at AT&T, if you're Jerry Jones.
How many people would you estimate watch the Super Bowl? I know they're always throwing numbers out there. But,
globally?
Yeah.
Globally, I don't know.
I know it's 100 million.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
Because there's 150 million in this country alone. And if you add interest around the world,
England, Germany,
half a billion.
Europe, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the World Cup is, what, 3-4 billion?
Well, that'd be pretty much every single person on the planet, yeah, minus a few babies and infants. But yeah, it's usually 2 to 3, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's everybody. I mean, pretty much everybody. But if your conversation afterwards is the turf and the turf did this or the turf did that, that is a global scandal that you don't want to have at AT&T Stadium.
Believe me, I know this because, if Brazil's government, I'll never forget the story. Brazil's government, it was after the 98 World Cup when they lost to France. It's 98 World Cup when they lost to France. And Ronaldo got sick. It was believed he got food poisoning. The Brazilian government opened up an investigation into France.
Wow.
To figure out,
awesome,
was this done on purpose?
Wish we'd do that. We're just not on the global stage with really anything.
I mean, I guess the equivalent would be what the men's team lost. We didn't even get third place in the recent FUBO. Basketball finals?
Yeah. But like with us, it's like if they food poisoned LeBron James, we would be like, okay, but so-and-so will just beat you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
But Brazil opened up a government investigation into it. Like, okay, we need to get to the bottom of this. We need to go interview the restaurant. We need to go to the restaurant. We need to talk to the chef. Was this done on purpose? Did someone sneak something into his food as it was being carried from the kitchen to the table?
What crazy jurisdiction would they have to go investigate in
Probably
France?
None at all.
Probably zero, right?
But that's what Brazil had
to do. Imagine if we allowed that here. Like, imagine if Argentina was allowed to interrogate our people in a closed room over a soccer match.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Come on in. Check it out for yourself. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, just – I love it. It's awesome. Just be careful. Just be careful, Jerry. Just make sure you hire the best agriculture people what is it called? Horticulture? I don't know what the term is.
Horticulturists?
Who are the people that run grass?
Exactly.
Whatever George Thoma's job is every Super Bowl, make sure you hire the best people who do that.
Oh, you're talking about that kind of grass. Okay.
You need, yeah, right. You need like a conference room filled with grass people. Not that kind of grass. That's more weed.
Not Woody or Willie.
No, not Woody or Matthew McConaughey or Snoop.
Cheech and Chong.
Or Willie Nelson. No. You don't need any of those people. Martha Stewart, from what I've heard.
Oh, you know she does. She picked it up in prison.
Right. No, not those people. I mean people that just love the bluegrass or the...
Oh, maybe Kentucky Derby people.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Right? Whatever. Don't they... Yeah, that's brand on dirt, though.
We don't need an international soccer scandal with the eighth wonder of the world. That's AT&T Stadium. All right,
is that one the eighth wonder of the world? Or
I don't know. I just
thought that was the old one.
I don't know.
The eighth wonder of the world was supposed to be the Astrodome.
I don't know. I just made it up. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that a few concert goers are suing Madonna.
Tony, about time.
because her concert did not start on time.
What a bunch of wimps.
Which caused financial hardships and logistical nightmares for two New York City men. So the ticket says the show is going to begin at 8:30. She did not take the stage until 10:45.
She should be arrested.
The show let out around 1 a.m., which caused these two guys hardships of finding suitable rides from the concert.
Now, this is a criminal thing. This is criminal.
There's limited public transportation at 1 a.m. There's limited ride sharing. There's the increase of cost at 1 a.m. for if you do take any of those rides. Also, They had endured other hardships that were required by them, which was getting up early for work the next day or taking care of their family responsibilities.
You know what? I'm glad they're doing this, to be honest with you. I don't think this is a bad. I actually think this is a good. I'm glad. Because you know what? Madonna's not on that level of like where you're taking like your 13-year-old daughter to see Madonna. I think she's kind of past this younger generation. But imagine if you took your 13-year-old to see Taylor Swift and she decided quarter till 11 would be a good time to take the stage from an 8 o'clock start or an 8:30 start. You got to hold these artists accountable. You got to start telling them not to mess around.
But my only argument to that would be, this seems on brand with Madonna to not take the stage until quarter to 11.
Oh, sure.
You know, where Taylor,
she probably will win this case.
Where Taylor, if Taylor says the show starts at 8, I think she shows up at 8, maybe 8:15 at the latest.
Remember,
I think she shows up on time.
I think we would do this at a hockey game. Like if you went to a Chicago Blackhawks game that had the puck drop at 7 and it was like 9:45 when they finally did it.
But you'd
be like, get my lawyer, get him on the phone.
That's you that decided to stay, though.
No, we'll talk about this more when we get back.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
So I'm supposed to guess which city this band is from.
Right.
I'm going to guess that this is Tampa Bay.
Very good.
Area.
Now,
Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa, which one?
Well, Nick Carter, who was in the band, grew up in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay, very good.
The band, I think, was actually formed in Orlando.
Oh, with the old guy that did it.
Part of the boy band factory in Orlando.
Nick Carter was from the Great Sandy.
But Nick Carter is from Tampa.
Right, right. I've always had, I have this thing, I've said this before, I have this thing where it's like a little pet peeve of mine when people talk about going to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
There's a Tampa Bay area, but the Buccaneers don't play in Tampa Bay. Right. So it's a little pet peeve because people have said you can use Tampa Bay because it's the area. But I think the proper way when Tampa is hosting a game, whether it's the Lightning, whether it's the Buccaneers, that announcers should say they're in Tampa. That's a city. That's where they're at.
But I think they should play.
And the Rays, when the Rays play, they should say they're in St. Petersburg. They're two different cities.
Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers don't even play in Tampa Bay.
Right.
In Tampa, Florida.
Well, they play in Tampa, Florida. Right? There's no city.
They do. Okay. Yeah,
there's no city called Tampa Bay.
Right.
Tampa Bay is in the water. So if you were to say they were in Tampa Bay, they're in the water. Now, if you want to say Tampa Bay, you say Tampa Bay area. This is all like English class semantics. I mean, really. But I think like a proper way to say, like if you're saying the Patriots are going to Tampa to play the Buccaneers, rather than going to Tampa Bay to play the Buccaneers.
Which
that's
I
not,
think
that's
more, I've heard that more often now.
Yeah,
like
I
when
think
you
that's
and I were
not
growing
the
up,
proper way to do that.
Yeah, when you and I were growing up, it was always, hey, they're going to Tampa Bay.
They're going to Tampa Bay.
And we kind of just adopted that. Well,
but
you
as
know,
Pat Donovan has pointed us out, that Tampa, St. Petersburg and Tampa are two totally different cities. They have their own mayors. They have their own city governments. They do their own thing. There's not a unification. Clearwater is in the same boat. It's all... It's three cities that have their own deal, and they've come together to create the greater Tampa Bay area.
So there's only one obvious solution to this.
Which is?
Have a floating field.
That's true. Have it right in the middle of the bay.
Yep.
It'll be fun.
Then you can play in Tampa Bay.
All right, so let me get to the bad again for a second. Okay. So let me just point this out. This is where I side on the people who want to sue Madonna for starting concert at quarter to 11 that was supposed to start. What time? 8 o'clock or 8:30?
8:30.
8:30. Okay. So if I am at a concert and let's say the drummer wants to throw his drumsticks in the crowd and I'm not watching and the drumstick hits my face and I suffer a grade 3 concussion because the drummer...
I was going to say Albert Hainsworth.
Right. He's like Albert Hainsworth. Whoosh.
And I get in the eyeball.
I get knocked out. Well, isn't there on the back of the ticket something that says, "I'm, you know, hey, look, these things will happen. They're not liable for this kind of thing. You've sort of agreed to it when you get the ticket." The same like with a baseball game. You get hit with a foul ball, you can't sue the baseball team. It says on the back of the ticket, certain things could happen, and you've by agreeing to attend this game, you're this is the legal part of the ticket. Well, if it's okay for the back of the ticket, why can't it be okay for the front of the ticket? The front of the ticket says 8:30. Why can't we hold them to 8:30 with a little bit of leeway? You know, start at 8:40, yeah. Fine. I'm not going to lose sleep. But 2 hours and 15 minutes later? I think there's a lawsuit here. Now, I will tell you this. They're not going to win. There's going to be some major act of God reason why Madonna couldn't go out on stage.
Well, not only that, but I think they need to boost up their argument, you know.
Yeah,
loss,
that's right.
Loss of sleep, having to get up early, the judge will look at that like, well, you didn't have to stay till the end.
You didn't have to stay till the end. That's exactly right. Exactly. Because what if Madonna had, let's say she came out at 8:30, and let's say the show ended at, let's say, 10:30, a two-hour show.
Right.
But Madonna was like, hey, everybody, I feel like more songs! And everybody went crazy. And she's like, just let's play to one. And everybody plays to one. Like, you couldn't go, I was anticipating getting out at 10:30, but she wouldn't stop singing and playing music. So I lost a lot of sleep, and the next morning I had a big business meeting I overslept for. You're not getting anywhere. The 10:30 start, though, it's not that I think they're going to win. It's that I really am glad somebody is saying, hey, can you start these things on time?
I mean, you know.
Can you please?
If a movie did that. If you go to a theater or, you know, or play or whatnot, and they did that, you would riot.
Yeah, you would be like, hey, that's why I like sports.
I want a refund. Give me my money back.
I like sports because sports starts on time.
Unless it's an act of God.
That's right. That's right.
And like usually, and with football, the only act of God that's going to slow it down is lightning.
It's like NASCAR. When NASCAR was being formed, Bill France, he told the directive was always the race starts on time. Always. There's no excuse. All the pageantry, get it done. You want to have things flying over Daytona. You want to have people singing. You want to have flags. You want to have fireworks. When we tell people 12 noon is when it starts, it starts at 12 noon. So get it all done out of the way. That's why sports does it all the time. A lot of it's for television. Yeah, a lot of it's because it's on TV. Right? But, all right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I'm heading back to the realm of college football.
Oh, very good.
And, you know, this one's going to be fun for you, Tony. We're going to talk about the college football transfer portal.
Oh, yeah, very good. By the way, real quick on that, Dr. Pepper, well done on those ads where the transfer portal is out of control.
Yes.
And the starting quarterback's getting sucked in.
You might be predicting real life now. I don't know.
Very, very funny. Very good.
So I got two stories under the transfer portal that just kind of made me eye pop a little bit, right? The first one is the Arizona Wildcats, University of Arizona.
Right.
Lost 9 players within 30 minutes. To the transfer portal once they found out that their head coach was leaving.
This is why I think the transfer portal should have been available all along.
Yeah.
The coach comes to your house. You really start liking the coach. You want to play for that coach. Sure, some people will play for a school no matter who the coach is because dad played there or they grew up there or whatever it is. But for the most part, it's the coach selling you on himself. And it used to stink that a coach could be like, I'm never leaving State U. This is in my blood. And then 30 minutes later, getting on a private plane for Tuscaloosa or wherever.
Yeah, that's basically, I mean, you have the triangle, right? I mean, Kalen DeBoer leaves from Washington to go to Alabama.
Yeah.
I can't remember who the head coach was at Arizona, but he's now the new head coach of Washington.
That's right. And so now you've got players that played there and said, I would kind of want to head to I either want to go with him or I want to get out of here because he's the main reason I'm playing here. Yeah.
So
exactly.
The other one, though, this one's where I get kind of worried because it's fans of Iowa, the Hawkeyes.
Okay. Yeah.
They raised $100,000 for the NIL collective just hours after former Alabama 5-star offensive lineman Caden Proctor announced his decision to enter the transfer portal. Now, Caden Proctor, he's like the highest ranked offensive lineman in the country. And when Nick Saban announced his retirement, he's one of those, there's a bunch of players, like 27, I think, in total now from Alabama, who have entered the transfer portal. Where I'm a little concerned is that these fans just got together and said, let's raise a bunch of money because Caden Proctor is from the Hawkeye State, and let's see if we can get him to come back to Iowa. But it's fans now. It's just like, you know, put it on your Facebook neighborhood page and say, let's raise a bunch of money. Or, you know, make a GoFundMe. GoFundMe? Is that what, that's what it's
called.
Can
you imagine if this was the norm in every sport in America? Can you imagine if the NFL did their business like this?
Yeah.
Where at any moment, any time, a player could go, you know, I really don't want to play for the Carolina Panthers anymore. Let me just see what's out there at any moment, no contract, and then fans could chip in with money, and there was no salary cap, and you could pay a guy anything you want.
If you did, like, say, like Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
Shohei Ohtani is on the market. You really, really, really want him to come to your team. What's stopping, like, a bunch of Miami Marlin fans or businessmen in the Miami area saying, let's bring him here?
Yeah, nothing. Really, nothing. Because they do get that avenue of, where am I marketable? Like, the NBA used to talk about this all the time when it was before the sort of – before like internet and everything sort of made you could play in Oklahoma City and get national deals. But it used to be like, we used to have these conversations in like the early 90s of, well, you could go to New York and make a lot of money endorsements, right? You'd have to be seen more in Los Angeles and New York and other places. And you can't make the kind of money in Memphis like you could in other places. Now it's a little bit more even. Ja Morant can be a national star, but I'm talking about like at any moment, any time. Right?
Yeah. Like I'm saying, like fans just pulling their money together and saying, let's get after, let's go
like
after
Josh Allen
guy.
Could just be done. Like if Josh Allen lost, he said, you know, I just want to be a Cowboy, so I'm just going to go to Dallas tomorrow and just sign with the Cowboys. Like, you're a free agent whenever you want to be a free agent at any point.
And
that's college athletics.
And it's not the owners.
Yeah, it's not the owners.
No, the owner's shopping for you. It's the fans bringing you in.
Yeah, it's companies and fans.